Hillary Clinton has also taken another political hit this week. As NPR's Peter Overby reports, she faces questions of conflict of interest, questions that stem from foreign contributions to the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton Foundation.
The Clinton Foundation plays a prominent role in international development. It has battled HIV/AIDS, provided relief after tsunamis and earthquakes, helped farmers and entrepreneurs in developing countries.
And we believe that together we can find solutions to our most daunting challenges. This is what we do. This is who we are. This is the Clinton Foundation.
That's from a promotional video for the foundation. Now here's another part of the video, which oddly foreshadows the current controversy.
We are entrepreneurs in human potential. We reject artificial boundaries between business, government, and nonprofits.
Artificial boundaries that might not matter for humanitarian aid, but matter a lot in politics. The Clinton Foundation eased those boundaries. It took contributions of $1 million to $10 million from the governments of Kuwait and the United Arab Emirates. The Saudi Arabian government gave as much as $25 million. And there were others. Michael Johnston is a political scientist at Colgate University studying political ethics.
There's no allegation of a specific quid pro quo, but if you think of the idea of a conflict of interest, it isn't really an action, it's a situation.
So the situation existed when Clinton was Secretary of State. It will exist again if she runs for president. And right now, Republican presidential hopefuls have pounced on it. Here's Texas Senator Ted Cruz at the recent Conservative Political Action Conference.
We could have had Hillary here, but we couldn't find a foreign nation to foot the bill.
Former businesswoman Carly Fiorina had this.
She tweets about women's rights in this country and takes money from governments that deny women the most basic human rights.
And on CNN, former Texas Governor Rick Perry.
Are you going to trust an individual who has taken that much money from a foreign source? Where's your loyalty?
Clinton Foundation spokesmen say suspicions are unfounded. They point out that the foundation voluntarily discloses its donors. By law, it doesn't have to. The spokesmen also say donors can't buy access to Clinton. Still, it's not uncommon for special interests to do just that, give money to a nonprofit linked to a politician. It might be an attractive choice for foreign interests because they're legally forbidden to make campaign contributions. Lucy Bernholz is a specialist in nonprofit organizations at Stanford University.
We don't allow foreign governments to make gifts to political campaigns. So if this looks like it's a roundabout way to doing that, that tarnishes the reputation of everyone involved.
Bernholz says the foundation does have to consider whether its donors' motives go beyond the humanitarian.
What are they either getting or hoping to get from their affiliation with this particular organization? And I think just the presence of that question on the public's mind is reason to look for greater sense of separation.
Michael Johnston, the political scientist, says a candidate Clinton would need to emphasize the separation between those foreign donors and herself.
I suspect what we will see is a lot more campaigning in which the candidate spends time having a shot and a beer in Scranton.
But the campaigning doesn't start quite yet. Tonight, the Clinton Foundation holds its annual gala in New York City with music by Carole King. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.